Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yotes. The sugya is about Megillas Tainis. There are the days that something good happened and the Chacham will convey that day to be somewhat of a yomtiv to aser any hespin and Tainis that day. And these are the days of Megillas Tainis. And the Gemara has a discussion after the Churban Beis Hamikdash was about the Megillas Tainis. Are you now allowed to have a Tainis and Hesped those days, or do those days remain Aser even after the Churban Beis Hamikdash? The Gemara starts towards the end of Yitches Amid Beis. The Gemara brings that Rav and Rabbi Chanina say Batla Megillas Tainis, that after the Churban Beis you don't have to keep the days of Megillas Tainis. You're allowed to do Hesped and Tainis on the days that Megillas Tainis says you're not. And Rabbi Yechem Shum Alevi says, Loi Batla Megillas Tainis. Rav and Rabbi Chanina were coming from the fact that the Tanesim, Tzayim Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves, and Shivasa B'Taimis were Sasan V'Simcha in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Sasan and Simcha came Batal when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So too, the days of Megillas Tainis all should become Batal when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And Rabbi Yechem Shum Alevi held, no. Those days that attack a toli on whether there's tzayim, whether there's shalom or shmad, like the Gemara says, and there's a din, ain't shalom, ain't shmad, ratzu misanim, ratzu ain't misanim. Those days, the pasuk was toli in the Beis HaMikdash. Mashenke and Megillas Tainis, they're not dependent on the Beis HaMikdash. They don't become batal when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. The Gemara's maskana is that it was batal Megillas Tainis, and that's the psak halacha. The Gemara starts with the raya. Rav Kana asked the kasha, that there was a story that happened in Lud that they were Geizer Tanis and Chanukah, and their blood was Rochatz, and Bishu was Siber, that they didn't participate in the Tainis. And they told them, Tzuvis Anu Mashis and Isem, go make a Tainis, and that day you made a Tainis, and now let's make a Tainis in Chanukah. So it makes a chilek that Chanukah is different. Chanukah and Purim, they didn't become batal by the Churban Abayis. And Rav Yosef said the reason is because it's a mitzvah. And Abaye says, so why does it become batal with this mitzvah? And Rav Yosef says, it's Shani Chanuk, the Mefarsim Nisa, the Nes was Mefarsim, and therefore it doesn't become batal. The Taisus asks, why did they have to go to a Braisa about Chanukah? The Mishnah says clearly, Al Kislev Nei Chanukah, and the Gemara earlier said that the Mishnah is talking about after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Vaharayim, that the end of the Mishnah said it was Manche Beis HaMikdash Kayim, a Yetzin Afaliyar. So you see that the rest of the Mishnah is talking about by the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And still it says that they went after Chanukah. Vaisis Chanukah is still around. The Taisa says it's not Shver, because there it doesn't say at all it's Yomtiv. There could be it's also Mitzvah, Vadlakas Neris Chanukah. That's why they went out, the Shluchim went out for Chanukah. There's still a Mitzvah, Vadlakas Neris Chanukah. But you don't see that it's a Yomtiv and it's also the fast. That's why they brought the Braisa to show you that Chanukah is also the fast. The Rishonim, the Raj Midvam, are very bothered by Taisus. The Gemara clearly holds that it's totally abba, because when the Gemara said the Teretz said Chanukah is different because it's a mitzvah, the Gemara asked the kasha v'tivatul iu v'tivatul mitzvah say. Vice versa, if Chanukah is batul, then the mitzvah becomes batul. And if you have the mitzvah, that means you have the Chanukah, that they go hand in hand. So the Rishonim say in the Chanami, they could have asked the kasha from the Mishnah, but in the Braisa it's more mafurish that there's an issa tainis. The Mishnah just says that there's a Chanukah. We don't know for sure there's an issa tainis, even though it's mukhrich. But it's not mefurish, and the Braisa it's more mefurish. Want to say to answer Taisus, it could be that the Maksha held that it's not Toli Habah. The Maksha held the mitzvah is one thing, and the yantiv is a different thing. So it could be you can have the mitzvah of Chanuk without the yantiv. Rav Yosef went and was mechadish that the Toli Habah. Rav Yosef went and was mechadish that Chanuk is different because it has a mitzvah, and the yantiv and the mitzvah Toli Habah. You can't do the yantiv without the you can't do the mitzvah without the yantiv. And then that Abaye asked him, oh, so you taka hold this Toli Habah, you hold that it's not possible to have the mitzvah without the yomtiv, so then why not be mevatel just both of them? Then one is in the yomtiv and mele batel because of the churban bayis, and then mele the mitzvah is batel. Yosef says that can't be because it's mefarsim nisa. But al kol panim, the Rishonim want to bring a raiv in this Gemara, connected the raivit. The raivit says, and we have this raivit in the Hasagas Raivan and the Balamor in Megillah at the end of the first parak, and the Raivit says, even though it's Batul Megillas Tainis, he says a Chiddush, that's only that a Yochid's a line of fast. But for Bezin to be Geizer a Tainis Tzibur, then not only be Geizer a Tainis Tzibur on the days that Megillas Tainis says not to fast. It comes out, the Dasa Raivan it is negay of the days of Megillas Tainus, even though Yochid's allowed to fast and allowed to say a hesped, but a tzibur, a bezin, is not allowed to be geyser a tainus on the days of Megillas Tainus. He brings a raya from a Gemara and Tainus Daf Yud Ches. The Rishonim, the Ran and Tainus, and the Ritva here, besides being matcha the raya, they say that have a raya klar from this Gemara, not like the Ravit. So if you're going to say this chilik between a Yochid being Misana and being geyser a tainus, so what was the kasha, what was the raya that Rav Kana wanted to bring? The raya Rav Kana wanted to bring that they were not mevatel Megillas Tainus from the fact that Blazin de Beshua told them that they weren't allowed to make a Tainus on Chanukah. Here, they were geyser a Tainus. When geyser a Tainus on Chanukah, here was a Tainus Sibur. So according to the raya, the Chuliyam was also what they did. So why is this a raya to loy butle Megillas Tainus, even if you're butle Megillas Tainus, but a Tainus Sibur allah do? That's what the raya says. So this Gemara, Tainus the Ran and the Ritva is mafurish, that if Batla Megillah is Tainus, who would then you can make a Tainus Sibur? That's a Psak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Semantav Kufayin Gimel, that there is no such thing as Megillah is Tainus, even a Tainus Sibur you can make on the days of Megillah is Tainus. Maisa, the Kam Rishonim hold like the Ravid, the Rosh in Tainus and the Tur, in Semantav Kufayin Gimel brings the Ravid. Say for Eshkol and Hilchas Chanukah Purim from Ben Avraham Bala Eshkol, also holds like the Ravid. And it's in Simon Ches, and he brings his kash, and he says, the Teretz is, because even if it's also to be geyser a tainus, but it's not shach to say, you don't have to make a tainus for making the tainus. If the ikka tainus is mutta, just you're not allowed to be geyser a tainus, so then it wouldn't be mechayiv you a tainus for fasting. He said, go be misanu for fasting, that's a raya that the etzim fasting is aser. And Pnei Yeshua also here, so it was mechavim to the same tire, it stands in the Ran's kasha and the Ravid, that even if you're going to say it's also for Bezin to be geyser a tainus, akoponim, it wouldn't be there a blazer of Yeshua would mamish say that you have to be misano mash nisnisem, that's a raya that it's also even for a yachet to fast. Like I said, the ikar p'sak halacha is not like the Ravid, and it's mutter to be geyser a tainus on the days of Megillas Tainus. The Gemara goes weiter, the Gemara brings a kasha from Avacha Bahuna that quotes a incident from Megillas Tainus that says the third day of Tishrei they stopped using the Shem Hashem in Shtoris because the Malchus Yavin had exerted that you can't mention the Shem Hashem altogether. So when the Malchus Kashmonoi won, they made a takana that even in the Shtoris they should have the Shem Shemaim. They would write Kach v'kach li'echen k'egadol l'kel elyon. And the Chachamim went and said, you're not allowed to do that because the Malchus Zepreis Choy v'vinitzah Shtar Mutl Bashma. They're going to end up throwing away the shtar after he pays back, and then the Shem Hashem is going to be in the garbage, Ubitlum, and therefore they had everyone stop doing it. And that was a tremendous accomplishment, because it's very hard if people are ruggled to write a shtar that way, that everyone should just stop. And the Chum was succeeded in this accomplishment. They made a yomtif that they succeeded in having everyone stop writing the Shem Hashem in the shtars. So the Gemara discusses if this is a raya, that loy butla Megillas Tainus, because if this happened after the Churban Abayis, that would be a raya that it's loy butla, because if it was butla, then you wouldn't be able to meisif any of them. So the Gemara says, no, it happened during the days of the Churban Abayis, like the Gemara has a shakla v'tariya. But the Ritva mentions that you see a gavaldig azach from this Gemara, you see from here that you're not allowed to write the Shem Hashem in a letter or in a shtar, anything which is not a sefer, you can't write the Shem Hashem. That's his psak, and this would apply to any type of a paper or a document which is not a sefer, which is not an actual book, a book people keep, that would apply that you cannot write the Shem Hashem. The Ritva mentions that the issue is even if you only write it bekinui, and even if you don't write the Ksav Hashuri, even if it's not the Shem Mefurish, it's a kinui, even if you don't write the Ksav Hashuri, the Achreinim, the Sefer Urim V'tumim from Yeri Saibshitz in Chayshem Mishpat Simach HaVzayin, and the Sivis brings down his matik, all this whole thing, says very, very klar diburim, you can't even write it Hashem Balaz, you can't even write it in a different language. Even if you're writing it not in Lashon Kodesh, but in any other language, it's also usur to write it in a shtar or in a yigeris, even Hashem in a different language. This halacha is brought in Yerideya, in the Ramah at the end of Simon Reish Ayin Vav, that the Ramah says that it's also to write the Shem Hashem in a letter, any place that might end up in the garbage. The Lashon of the Ramah is L'chatchila also L'chdayv. Shem Mishaloi B'Seif, Ad'yachal Lav L'day B'Zayin. L'chatchila it's Aser. Rav Meisha and Igris Meisha, Yeridei Chelik Beis Simon Kuflam and Dalad, is bothered with the Lashon L'chatchila. What's the Shaykh L'chatchila in B'di Evid? So he says, could be the Rambam means that b'di'evid, once it's written in the letter, you're not mechuyiv right then and there to go and cut out the Shem Hashem and put it in Shemus and make sure it doesn't get to a bazayin. You're allowed to, b'di'evid, if it's already written, keep the letter for the meantime, keep the shtar, and just make sure it doesn't come midei bazayin. It's not stam adin lechatchila, like a chumra lechatchila, that b'makam atzarech, it's muta, even with the makam atzarech, it's an isa gomel, like you see, Chazal very machmu with it, you see that they made such a simcha in the day that they got people to stop doing it. So he's very machmu there in the tshuva that there were maestas that were sending out brachas and tefillas and things like that with the Shem Hashem as a fundraiser. He held the Savada Osis and Issa Gomer. He held the maestas and asked them even after they printed them, and he said, you have to put them all in Shemus. You can't send them out because the Shem Hashem will come to Bezayin. It's also Mikir Adin. Reb Chaim Eizer, in the Tshuva Sachiezach, Hele Gimel Simul Amabeis, also discusses the Shem Hashem Belaz, and he's mechalik there, even according to the Shach that says there's no Issa Mechika on a Shem that's written in a different Lashon, but the Issa B'Zayin, there's there, even a Shem written in a different Lashon, and he also asks to have the Shem Hashem in a newspaper. They were asking there specifically about a newspaper in Germany called the Israelit, which the Minig always was to write the Shem Hashem B'Lashon Laz, and he told them that they should have to stop, but he says, very interesting thing at the end, that he's mitaritz, why what he calls the Rav HaGaon HaTzadik, Rav Meir Lehman, the one who was miyasadita, Marcus Lehman, why wasn't he makman? And he says, because in those days, the newspaper was a very chashiv thing, it was like a sefer, no one threw them out. So in those days, it wasn't us to write the Shem Hashem in the newspaper, because there was no shash who come to b'zayin. Hashem came 50 years later, the newspapers were a much cheaper thing, it was thrown out much easier. So Mela, it would be an issa to write the Shem Hashem. He said, you should write it like we write a G-D, Ukadayma, or don't write the Shem Hashem clearly, just write a name which means Hashem, and then that will be Mutter. There's also a discussion in the Ritva about writing Shalom in a letter, because Shalom, it says, is Mishmais of Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not allowed to say it in the Beis HaMerchatz. So there's a question, are you allowed to write it in a letter? Is that also a problem of B'Zayin? The Ritva brings a machlekes about it. He says, Noigim harbe, not to write shalom, but he says his rebbe's weren't makbid, and he writes with machma tavo of bracha. The Rama, in Simon Reisha Evav, also brings two days about it. The Shach there says that the Olam is not noig to be machmir. He brings also from the Tshuva Sirash, Kol Gimel, that they're not machmir. That's really what the Ritva says in Shabbos. The Chedush Eranim Mesech the Shabbos, Rabbeinu Yechiel, that it's also to write Shalom because it also has an inyan of Bezayin. The Mishneh Berurah actually brings down this halacha. It's in Sim Pei Dalet Sif Katan Vav. His lashon is Egeres Yeshus Nachan Shaluchtav Shalom and Vav Rak Shalom. You should just leave out the Vav Shematzel Lizuk Bashbis. He writes Nachan because, like we said, it's a machlekes. If Lagabe that Shalom has a din of Shmaya Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ketshuvin Sim Reishayin Vav says that this only applies when you're writing Shalom to mean She'ela Shalom, like you're writing Shalom Aleichem to someone, you're writing Shalom in the Igeris, there might have a din of Shmaya Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and it's better to be Machmer. Hashem, when you're writing someone's name who happens to be named Shalom, or if you just start writing that there's peace in the world, or there's peace in such a thing, and you're writing Shalom, you're writing in a Lashon Kodesh, you're just writing Shalom to mean the existence of peace, he says there's no inyan to machmer b'chlal. This inyan, I saw an interesting thing. There's a Sefer Imre Binyamin on Baba Basra. In the beginning of Sefer, he brings a number of letters from the Chazon Ish where he writes the word Shalom a number of times in a letter. Every single time that the Shalom meant to say Shalom to someone, to greet someone, he wrote Shin Lamed Vav in an apostrophe. And every single time the Shalom was somebody's name, he wrote the word out completely. So it's clear that he was naig with this chilik, that any time it means, like the Pesach Tshuva says in Simon Reishayin Vav, that any time that Shalom meant the Lashon of Shalom, he wrote an apostrophe, not to write it out, because it might have the din of Hashem Shemayim, but when it's somebody's name, Fakedi Bedafka wrote it out, because the Yitzchak doesn't have a din of Hashem Shemayim. Al-Kopanim, let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara had this kasha, that if you're going to say that Bala Megillas Tainis, how could they add a new day for Megillas Tainis? And the Gemara says, we're talking about Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. And the Gemara asks the kasha, if we're talking about Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, typically it's Yom Shenerig B'Gedalia Ben Achikam, which is the Sassan Ul-Simchum Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. So anyway, not allowed to fast, because it's Yom Shenerig B'Gedalia Ben Achikam. So the Gemara says that the reason why we needed a Megillas Tainis to make this into a Yontif is to also ask for the day lefanav and la'acharav. The Gemara brings a brisa. The brisa says that all the days that are also on Megillas Tainis are also awesome lefanav and la'acharav, the also aser. Hashem kein Shabbos yom devarish chedish, they're also betainis, but lefanav and la'acharav are not also betainis. The Gemara sakasha, what's the difference? Why should the Megillas Tainis be also lefanav and la'acharav and Shabbos yom devarish chedish not? So the Gemara says, because Shabbos Yantif, and the Gemara says, who the Rish Chaydish is their Isa, it's loy boy chizik, Mashayin kain, the Megillus days of Megillus Tainis, and Medivri Seifrim, Shanin chizik, so they had to ask the Lefneim Lachreim Alts chizik. The Gemara says, so what about, again, if it was the day that's Gedalia Ben Achikam, which is the Sassan Lusimkan, it also should ask them in front of Al-Achrav. So the Gemara says, Allah Shin Divri Kabbalah Kedivri Tayra Dami. Since the Tzayim of Gedalia Ben Achikam, the din of Sassan Vesimcha by Gedalia Ben Achikam, is in Divri Kabbalah, it's in the Psukim. So it also doesn't need chizuk, just like Divrei Torah doesn't need chizuk. Now, like we said, the Gemara's maskan is, in regard to all the days of Megillas Tainis, we pass in Batla Megillas Tainis, we don't have to be noyig in Isser of Hesbon and Tainis on all the days of Megillas Tainis, and certainly not Lefneim and Achareim. But in regard to Chanukah and Purim, we pass in Loi Batla Megillas Tainis. So that would seem to mean that in regard to Chanukah and Purim, who would then the Isser of Lefneim and Achareim should be there. So the Ritva here, and many Rishonim, particularly in Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yud Ches, ask the Kasha that why is it that we fast on the day before Purim, Tainis Esther? Why wouldn't that be Nichol in the Isser of Afneim and Achareim? Many Rishonim discuss it. There are three basic terutzim to this Kasha. First terutz is, and Taisus says this in Tainis on Daf Yud Ches, that even though the din Chanukah and Purim were not batal, but the din of Lefneim and Achareim, that not directly tali in Chanukah and Purim. Bemis and all Megillas Tainis will be batal. The Chanukah and Purim, because of the mitzvah, and because of Mepharsim Nisa, like Rashi says, that they were noyig the mitzvah, they were zigul by Kishal Torah, so therefore we keep the yomtiv of Chanukah and Purim. But the Lefneim and Achareim, that doesn't have to be totally in the mitzvah at all. That could become batal, like the rest of Megillas Tainis becoming batal. That's the basic teretz. Some Rishayim say that a drop different, that there's actually a machloikis if we paskin lefneim and achreim a batal, and since we're makel to paskin that it was batal Megillas Tainis, even though Chanukah and Purim not, balkapanim would makel like the man the Omar, that there's no issel lefneim and achreim. Balkapanim, the aside of the teretz is that even though Chanukah and Purim aren't batal, but the din of Lefneim Nechreim, that doesn't apply anymore. But that, the Ravid is bothered by this teretz, like we mentioned, the Ravid hold that's good enough that a yachid could be Masana, but to be Kaveya Tainis, the Ravid hold that that's not enough. We mentioned that Machlekes already. So, there's another teretz, the Baal Amar says this teretz, in Megillah, the end of the first perek, that Chanukah, at Akoponim Purim, Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, and Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami, just like Gedalia, Tzayim Gedalia Ben Achikam, since the Pasuk says, L'sasin L'simcha, that's Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami, so who would in Purim, it's also the Pesukim, and the Pesukim say, Mishdev Simcha, and that's Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah Dami, and therefore, in Purim, there can't be an Israel of Nehem and Achareim, L'chaya, Chaya Richtige Teretz. That Teretz would only apply to Chanukah, to Purim, I mean. Chanukah was not in Divrei Kabbalah. So, the Maaseh of Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in the beginning of Hilchas Purim, that both Chanukah and Purim are, there's no Issa Tainis of Lefneim and Achareim. Karchuk, the Shulchan Aruch holds of the first Teretz, that there was a Bitlum Megillas Tainis, Lagab Lefneim and Achareim, on both Chanukah and Purim. The third Teretz is the Ravitz Teretz, which the Ran brings down in Tainis, at the end of the second Perek, that the Ravitz holds that Tainis Esther is a Tainis Medivrei Kabbalah. Tainis Esther is from the Psukim. That's how he teaches Kasha Kimo Nashav Al Zaron Divrei Atzoymis V'Zakosim. It says in the Megillah that it means like they were makabal on themselves the din of Tainis Esther. Tainis Esther is a chaluk of the mitzvahs of Purim, and mainly you can't ask for else Megillah's Tainis. Rosh and Tainis is Karav Lazeb. He says a Loshin V'Oid Zman Kill Lekali Shaniklav Amdal Nafshel Mechama U'Bikshu Rachamim V'Gam Hu Me'Iker Hanes. In other words, it's not like you're being geyser at Tainis, and that's a steward to the yomtiv. You have a yomtiv, you have to be happy, and now you're being geyser at Tainis on a zaytik, a problem that you have, and that's a steer to the yontif, that makes you not happy. Fakir, Tainus Esther is the reenactment of the davening for the Nes of Purim, which is that's gufa, part of the celebration of Purim, that's part of the, he says, the Ikar HaNes, that's a chelik of the of praving Purim. This chiddush that the Ravid is saying, that Tainus Esther is part of the what Chazal were kaveya, what Mordechai and Esther were kaveya, as part of the being mekayim the mitzvahs Purim, that lechayr stems with the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, because really it doesn't say Tainus Esther in the Gemara anywhere, but Rabbeinu Tam holds it does. The Gemara Megillah Daf Beis says a lashon Yud Gimel Zman Kilula Koyli. That the reason why you allowed a lane Megillah on Yud Gimel, Akapana for the Bnei Kfarim, is because that was the day of the Zman Kehillah. Tom learns that Zman Kehillah Koli means that everyone gathers together on Yud Gimel for Tainus Esther. It sounds like a Ben Tom held, if that's a Siba why, that's why we allowed a lane Megillah, that was a Takan of the Anshe Knesset Gdolah to gather together on Tainus Esther, and Memela, Avad, that would be a day that the Anshe Knesset Gdolah would allow you to lane Megillah. But Rav Yishayim don't hold that way. Rav Yishayim hold that Tainus Esther is not Nikir, is not from the Ikka Takana, it's not from the Takana Sinaviyim at all. It was a minig that Klal Yisrael was Nayig today to remember that they davened for the Nes of Purim, and the Nes of Purim came through Tfilos, and it was Nayig a minig to be Misana on Yud Gimel Adar. And that's why the Rishayim have this kasha, that how were they allowed to be Nayig, that minig, typically, that it should be us al Sifneim. Now, if you hold that way, you have two terutzim. Either there's no din lefneim echreim after the churban abayis because of batlam begilas tainis, even though it wasn't batl from the etzim day, or that Purim you have a din of divrei Torah, divrei Kabbalah, divrei Torah dami, and mel there's no issel lefneim echreim. And now let's see the Gemara vayta. The Gemara asks a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the shtulchim go out on Elul in order to know when Rosh Hashanah is, and we discussed that in the previous year, whether they kept one day of Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day, or they kept 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the 30th day and the 31st day. And the Mishnah also says, V'al Tishrei m'nei tekanis ha-mayidis, to know the rest of the Yom Tovim, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they had to come Tishrei to know whether El is 30 days or El is 29 days when Tishrei starts for the rest of the Yom Tovim. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Kevin the Nafuk Lua El, a Tishrei Lamilhu. Once we know when El is, so Tishrei always starts 30 days after El. On the 30th day, El is always 29 days. So we know when Tishrei comes. Why do we need Shluchim for Tishrei? The Chitei Medulma Rula El. Are you going to say, because maybe El is Mu'ber, maybe El is going to be 30 days. And then Tishrei would start on the 31st day. From the times of Ezra on, El was never Mu'ber. So El is always Chaser. So by knowing when El is, so we'll know that Tishrei starts exactly 30 days later because El is always Chaser. So the Gemara answers, Le'metzinu d'lo yitzchich, ha'itzchich ma'brinon le. The reason why it was never Mu'ber, is because you didn't have to make it Mu'ber. But if they'd have to make it Mu'ber, they would make it Mu'ber. And we'll see a Machalik is Yishayin, and what does it mean? They'd have to make it Mu'ber. So the Gemara asks, Akasha ha-makalkul Rosh Hashanah. Which means, how could they make it Mu'ber when it's Itzrich? Rosh Hashanah is going to end up Makalkul. Now, we had mentioned the Machalik is Yishayin, if Rosh Hashanah was kept for 2 days in the Megaila, it was only kept for 1 day. According to the Rishayim, Rashi, the Meiri, the Taisus Rid, that Rosh Hashanah was only kept 1 day, so the Gemara's Kasha is a very understandable Kasha, a very good Kasha. Why would they ever make El Mu'ber? If you'd ever make El Mu'ber, so then it will come out that all the Bnei Goyla are keeping Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. Hamakalkal Rosh Hashanah. There should be a Takana that even if they would have to, whatever Ha'itzchichilei means, like we'll see, even if they'd have to, they still shouldn't make El Mu'ber, because by making El Mu'ber, you're causing that everyone else is going to keep Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day. That's the kasha according to those Rishayim. According to the Rishayim, Taisus, and the Ridvam, and other Rishayim, and the Rambam, that holds that they kept Rosh Hashanah 2 days, so what does it mean, a makalkal Rosh Hashanah? Anyway, they kept Rosh Hashanah 2 days. So Taisus says, the Nusach, that Kalka Rosh Hashanah means, because when you make Rosh Hashanah 2 days misafik, that's called a kilkul in Rosh Hashanah. In other words, the Gemara understood that the Efsharis that makes it Me'uber is also going to affect Rosh Hashanah. The Aliyam Taivim you could take care of through Shluchim, at least B'makam Shah Shluchim Magiyim, they'll only keep one day for Aliyam Taivim. But Rosh Hashanah, if you're not within walking distance, if you're not inside the Tchum of Yushalayim, you'll never know if Rosh Hashanah was the 29th, was it the 30th day or the 31st day. And you'll always have to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And that's a kilkul. But that's what the Gemara is saying. Now that you're telling me, and it's mukhrich, from the fact that you need shluchim for Tishrei, vaisdais is an efsharis to make el ma'uber. They just happen to be, they never did, but there's such an efsharis. And because of this efsharis, of course that would affect Rosh Hashanah lefitaisis, and Rosh Hashanah also would have to be 2 days. And Mimela, that's called a kilkul, a makalka Rosh Hashanah. Let's make a takana to keep el chasin no matter what, in order for Rosh Hashanah to always be kept as 1 day. That would be the pirush of Taisus and the Rishayim that hold like him, that they kept Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. So on that, the Gemara says, Mutav she'kalku Rosh Hashanah, v'yiskalku kulu mayadais. Deken, amidik tani altishim de'takanis ha'mayadais. It's better Rosh Hashanah is mekulkul, at least the other mayadais are not mekulkul. If you're going to make a takana to keep el always chasir, so Rosh Hashanah will be mesukim, but the other mayadais will be mekulkul. So, like we said, what does it mean that they never had to be Ma'abir Rosh Hashanah, but if they had to, they did? Rashi says, if they had to, they did means because of Yarka and Mesayah, which is the Gemara in the next plot, in Daf Chaf. But the Gemara discusses this concept that Rosh Hashanah was pushed off in order to take care of a problem of Yarka and Mesayah. The Gemara there discusses, if you can't have 2 consecutive days, Shabbos and Yom Kippur can't be on 2 consecutive days. You can't have Yom Kippur on Friday or on Sunday, because then you won't be able to bury the people that die, let's say, on Friday of Yom Kippur, they won't be able to be buried till after Shabbos. That's 2 days. The body will start to decompose. Or if Yom Kippur is Sunday, so the people die on Shabbos, they won't be able to be buried for 2 days. The bodies will start to decompose. So you can't have Yom Kippur on Friday or on Sunday. So if Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be on Wednesday or on Friday, so you push it off, because if Rosh Hashanah is on Wednesday, Yom Kippur will be Friday. Or if Rosh Hashanah is on Friday, Yom Kippur will be Sunday, and that will be a problem of Mesayah. There's also a problem of Yarkaya, which the Gemara says that applies to Yom Tov. If Yom Tov is Sunday, like Rosh Hashanah will be Sunday, and Sukkos also then will be Sunday, so you wouldn't be able to cut the vegetables for 2 days. So the vegetables will all wilt. You won't be able to have vegetables on Yom Tov, because the ones that you cut from before Shabbos will already have spoiled. So you have this problem of Yarka and Mesayah, and therefore they pushed off Rosh Hashanah from Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's the rule of Lo Yadu Reish. We're going to discuss this more extensively in the next year. So that's how Rashi understands the Itzrich. In other words, normally Elul was Chaser, but if it happened to come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or a Friday, so you couldn't make Rosh Hashanah Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, you'd have to be ma'abirit, you'd have to push it off an extra day because of the problem of Yarka and Mesayah. That's Rashi's pshat in the sugya. So now the Gemara asks, now we understand the Gemara's kasha pretty well, that, but by taking care of Yarka and Mesayah, you're going to be makalka Rosh Hashanah, you're going to make Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. Because that all the B'nai Goyim make Rosh Hashanah the wrong day. So let's not take care of the Yarek and Messiah. On that, the Gemara answered, no, Yarek and Messiah is more important than this kilkul that will come out in Rosh Hashanah. That's the sugi according to Rashi. So the Rishayim asked 3 kashas on Rashi. Taisus asked 2 of them, and the Rajba, the Ridvan, and the Ran asked the 3rd kasha. Taisus' kasha is, first of all, if the time is Messiah, and there's a man, the Alma that only holds of Messiah, so it's not a kilkul of Kol HaMayadais, Messiah only applies to Yom Kippur. The Lashon of Gemara, V'ayiskalkul kol ha'mayid, this doesn't fit like the man Yom of Messiah. That's 1 kasha. But the second kasha asks, a very stark kasha, what's the kilkul b'chlal? If they would push off Rosh Hashanah, whenever will come out, on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, so the B'nai Goyel would know that. The B'nai Goyel knows what day of the week it is. So if the 30th day of El would come out on a Sunday, on a Wednesday, or on a Friday, and they would push it off, so the B'nai Goyel would know they'd have to push it off. So why is that called a kilkul b'chlal? It's not something that they would know. Rather, they would know if Rosh Hashanah was pushed off, if the reason why you're pushing it off is because you're Yarkim Messiah. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Don't push it off because you're causing a kilkel in Rosh Hashanah. If the reason why you're pushing it off is Mishem Yarkim Mishem Messiah, which is specific days that you can't have Rosh Hashanah, lo yadu reish, it won't can't be on a Sunday, Wednesday or Friday, because that would cause Yom Kippur to be on two consecutive days, Yontif and Shabbos to be on two consecutive days, and will cause a problem of Yarkim Messiah. So there's no kilkel. The Bnei Gael would know about it. Another kasha, which Rishayim asked, Tosfos doesn't mention this kasha. How is it b'chlal possible that Mimais Ezra ve'Eilech, they never had to push it off because of Yarkim Messiah? Al p'cheshbon, it doesn't stim. The way the years work, Chadashim being Chasra Amole alternatively, however it goes, it definitely has to come out, at least sometimes, that the 30th day of Elul will come out on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, and will have to be pushed off. How is it possible, b'chlal, that Mimais Ezra ve'Eilech, it was never ever pushed off because of Yarkim Messiah? It doesn't stim mathematically. If you're going to have the years of 354 days, it's going to have to behechrich eventually come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, and will have to be pushed off. So, to repeat, we're telling us on these two questions Rishayim asking on Rashi. The first question is, why is it called a kilkul to Rosh Hashanah? As long as they push it off every Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Bnei Gaila would know that it's pushed off. They also know that it's Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. They also understand the Cheshbon. So if El comes out in a way that the 30th day would be a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, they should know that it gets pushed off. And the second kasha that the Rishayim asks is, how is it possible that Mimais Ezra ve'Eilech, they never had to push it off because if El never came out on a Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, it doesn't sound to be mathematically possible. So before we go into the Rishayim's teretz, the Pnei Yeshua asks a kasha that why is it, what's this? What's the kasha in Rashi? If there's such a rule of lo yadu reish, that Rosh Hashanah never could come out on Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, whenever it does, they would make El 30 days and make Rosh Hashanah on the 31st day. So these same two kashas will be shver, no matter what the pshat in this Gemara is. If the Gemara later in Daf Chaf is telling us such a rule, it's tam shver. First of all, what's the pshat that Mimai says of the Eilech? Le'metzinu El Ma'uber, it should at least sometimes come out on these days and have to become Uber. And second of all, why do you need Shluchim for Tishrei altogether? Why do you need Shluchim for Tishrei altogether? In almost every single year, you could figure out from the rule of Le'ad Reish whether it's going to be Chasar or Male. If the 30th day would come out on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, then it would have to be Male. If the 30th day would come out on a Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbos, then it would have to be Chasar. You wouldn't be able to make it Malay. You wouldn't be able to make it that Rosh Hashanah would be the following day, because if the 30th day is a Tuesday, Thursday, or Shabbos, the following day would be a Wednesday, a Friday, and a Sunday, which again you can't do because of Yarkim Messiah. So, L'chayr it's Tam Shver, never mind Pshat in this Gemara, if Loya Duresh is a rule, you can never make Rosh Hashanah Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So how do we understand Mimais Ezra ve'Eilech le'metzinu el le'me'uber? How could it be that the 30th day never came out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday and then have to push it off? And second of all, who needs Shluchim v'Tishrei? The only time you need Shluchim v'Tishrei is if the 30th day will come out on Monday. Then you never suffix if it's Chasser and then Rosh Hashanah is Monday, or if it's Malay and Rosh Hashanah is Tuesday. But any other day of the week that the 30th day of El comes out on, so if the other day is a Tuesday, a Thursday, and a Shabbos, so Avada, that's Rosh Hashanah, and it's Avada Chasser. If that other day of the week is a Wednesday, a Friday, and a Sunday, Avada, that can't be Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah must be the next day. Zak de Pnei Yeshua, and this is the Chari, how we're hafting and learn the Pshat and the Rishayim here, in Taisis, in the Ritva, in the Rajman, in the Ran, that obviously they understood the Gemara and Daf Chav, that is no such rule of Loya Duresh. It doesn't have to be that way. One time they pushed it off for the reason of Yarkim Messiah. They could sometimes push it off for Yarkim Messiah. But they don't have to push it off for Yarkim Messiah. So therefore, Mimais Ezra ve'Eilech until the times of Rav, Never pushed it off. And if it came out to be on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, and there'll be a problem of Yarkim Messiah, so it was that way. Let it be that way. And we're going to speak in the next shiur, that's the Shita Sir Rambam, that as long as there will be Mekadesh HaPiriyah, there was no rule of Lo Yadu Rosh. We'll speak about it. But Al Kapanim, these Rishayim are Klar Mashman that way. That Rashi that learns this Gemara, Ha Itzruch Mar Blinun Le, Ha Itzruch means Bishim Yarkim Messiah. So in Rashi, it's clear that any time they have a problem with Yarkim Messiah, they would have to be Ma'aber. So you have these two questions. First of all, how could it be Ma'aser of Elif, they never had to push it off the Yarkim Messiah, never came out on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday? And second of all, what's the Kilkel for Rosh Hashanah? The Bnei Gerla could figure out if it's Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, it's going to be pushed off. But the Rishayim apparently held that, no, they didn't necessarily push it off for Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Only sometimes they did it, and the Pnei Yeshua is going to be mashed, but a little bit more clear. So the Rishayim learned the Gemara, what does it mean, Ha'itshuch ma'abrin alei? Ha'itshuch means if the Edom didn't come. They would normally make El 30 days, because the Edom would come on the 30th day. The Edom would come on the 30th day, and therefore they would make that day Rosh Hashanah, and this was what happened every single year, Mimai says of Eilach. But Ha'itzrich, if they needed to, in other words, if the Edom didn't come, so what could we do? Mitzvah L'Kadosh HaPiriyah, we're not going to make El Chaser, we're going to make it 31. And that the Gemara says, but what do you mean? Let's make a Takana not to be making HaPiriyah. Let's make a Takana, even if Edom don't come, we should make Rosh Hashanah the 30th day. That way we'll know when Rosh Hashanah is, there won't be a Kilkel in Rosh Hashanah. So that the Gemara says, but since, if you're not going to be M'Kadosh HaPiriyah, the Yom Tovim are going to come out on the L'chatchila Dika time. L'chatchila, all the Yom Tovim should come out with the mitzvah L'kadosh HaPiriyah. That's called a kilkul in all the Yom Tovim. Mutiv, that's a kalka Rosh Hashanah, la'yiskalkul kolamayi diskula. That's the Shakla V'tayah of the Gemara. Now, for the Rishayim, it's mashma that they weren't trying to make it chaser. They weren't trying to make El Chaser. Happens to be that every single year, Edom would happen to come on the 30th day, and it would be chaser. But if ever Edom wouldn't come on the 30th day, Edom would come on the 31st day, so then they would make him uber. So it's still a little bit schwer, the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara's Havamina is a little bit schwer. The Gemara's Havamina was that Mimais Ezev Elakom Etzinu Elam Uber means that they always deliberately made it chaser. That would seem the Gemara's Havmina was. And the Gemara says that no, they didn't deliberately make it chaser. It happened to come out that it's chaser. But if it would have come out that it was Mali, in other words, the Edom happened to come on the 30th day. If they wouldn't come on the 30th day, it would have to be Mu'ubr. So it's a little shver. The Lashon Ha'itzrich Ma'abrinale is a little bit shver. Deloy Itzrich Ha'itzrich Ma'abrinale. It's nothing to do with if they have to, they don't have to. They weren't trying to do either way. If Edom would come, so then they make it Rosh Hashanah. If Edom don't come, they make the next day Rosh Hashanah. Ha'itzrich sounds like they want to make it Chaser, and Ha'itzrich, if they have to, they'll make it Mali. Adiyak. Also a little bit shmer, what was the Gemara's Havamina Ha'ka Makalkal Rosh Hashanah? L'chayra, Teretz is Pashit, there's a mitzvah L'kadosh HaPiriyah. And Mimela, that's how you Makadosh it. Me'ech Ha'teisa, they should make El Chaser. So the Pnei Yeshua says a new pshat in the Gemara. And the Pnei Yeshua says it could be his pshat could fit into Rashi, the very shver Rashi, maybe he can be miyashiv Rashi with his pshat. And the Pnei Yeshua says he is sight, because the Pnei Yeshua is bothered with a third kasha. Even according to the Rishayim that say that they didn't count Lo Yadu Rosh. So it's still shver. Every single year, for hundreds of years, Edom always managed to come on the 30th day of El. It never was cloudy one year. It never worked out in the Cheshbon that the other months were chaser, and therefore the moon wasn't able to be visible on the 30th day. It never worked out such a thing. It never worked out that punk the moon was difficult to see and almost no one saw it. Sounds very shver, he says, Amoy al derech neis, that every single year punk the moon should be visible el on the 30th day. So zok the Pnei Yeshua, that they made El Chaser Bedavka. They made El Chaser Bedavka. That's what it means, and that's Pshat in the Gemara, Mimais Ezv Elch, Lemetzinu Elam Uber. That's why the Gemara had this Kasha, and that is Taker of Pshat. They Bedavka Mechaser El. Even if Edom did not come, still they made El Chaser. And Chazal have wished us to do it. We'll speak in a subsequent share a little bit more about this inyan. But the Sugyas HaShas is mashma in a few places that Chazal are able to organize, to tweak the months the way they want them to, even though there's a mitzvah l'kaddish al piriyah, but the mitzvah suspended, they could do a kiddush not al piriyah. That's what's mashma. The next sugya one talks about the Adarishim being chaser, or all the others being chaser, or Adar Salmachanisim being chaser, la'olam. Vice days, there could be an inyan of being mechaser a month, and making the 30th day, even without a riyah. Next Gemara, and Daf Chaf is mavur that way. We'll see, the Rambam could be doesn't hold that way, the Rambam could be holds that when the moon, when the being mekadesh al pi riyah, and the moon is visible, b'derech klal, then they only were mekadesh al pi riyah, they didn't make any other cheshbonis. But it seems the pashtus ha-sugi saw that they could make cheshbonis, they could be mekadesh al pi riyah when they want to. Zakdib Bnei Yeshua, that's what they did by El. That's why Mimais Ezav El Chametzinu El Ma'uber, because B'derech Klal they be Mechaser El. So what does it mean, Ha'itzrich Ma'abrin Alei? What type of Tzerich are we discussing that they will Ma'aber? Again, Rashi said, Mishem Yarka Mesaya. But that's Shver, because if there was a hard and fast rule of Loyadu Roish, so then it couldn't be that they kept it for hundreds of years that it was always Chaser. The Zog de Pnei Yeshua, that if it would come out that the moon wasn't able to be visible on the 30th day, that case is Itzrich and Ma'abrinamai. If it's possible for the moon to be visible, but it happened to be that the Edom didn't come, so then they would keep it Chaser. Masha'en Kain, if the moon wasn't even possible to be visible on the 30th day, so then they would be ma'abert. Normally, they were trying to control the calendar ba'ifin that it should always be possible for the moon to be visible on the 30th day of El. But sometimes they couldn't. Sometimes it's possible that they couldn't. L'mashal, let's say by Av, the moon would be seen early, and everyone would see the moon would be nearer Ba'al. Didn't want to push off the Edom, so the Edom would come, and El would end up being chaser. So then, now, there's not enough time to see the moon on the 30th day, because Av is chaser, so El is going to have to be mole. So this is the pshat, ha'itzrich ma'abrinalei. If it's impossible to see the moon on the 30th day, they will ma'abr it. So normally they're able to work out the calendar b'leif, and it should be possible to see the moon on the 30th day, though. And in that case, whether Eidim came or not, they will mechaser it. But if it was impossible, that's the ha'itzrich ma'abrinalei. And in that, the Gemara asks the Kasha from Makalka Rosh Hashanah that even if it's impossible to have the Riyas Halavana on the 30th day, let's still make it Rosh Hashanah, because that way the Bnei Gerla will know for sure when Rosh Hashanah is. They'll know it's the 30th day, and there won't be any Suffolk, there won't be any Kilkel in Rosh Hashanah. So in that, the Gemara says, no, that's called the Kilkel B'chol HaMayadeis Kulam. In a case where it's impossible to have the Riyas on the 30th day, and you still made that Rosh Chodesh, that's wrong. That blames a kilkel in the Mayadais. The male in that case, they were ma'abert, even though that will cause Rosh Hashanah to be in doubt. So Bnei Yeshua also wants to say that this is the pshat in Yarka and Messiah. That he says like this: if Edom actually come on the 30th day, then even if it's Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, Bisman Deum Mekadesh Al Piriya, they accepted the Edom and they made it Rosh Hashanah and they didn't care about Yarka and Messiah. If it was impossible to see the moon on the 30th day, then that's called the Ha'itzrich Ma'abrinalei. Then you make it 31 days, you make Rosh Hashanah the 31st day, you make El 30 days, and again, you don't care about Laya Duresh. Again, there's no issue of Yarka and Messiah. If it's impossible to see the moon on the 30th day, according to Bezin's Cheshbon, you definitely have to ma'abr it, even if you're going to end up with Laya Duresh on the 31st day. So when is a negeya to be matcha because of Loya Duraish? Let's say it's possible to see the moon on the 30th day, but Edom happened not to come. So there, like the Pnei Yeshua said, they did make El Chaser anyway, but that's only when it wasn't a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. When it was a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Edom didn't come, so even though it was possible to see the moon, they could have made that Rosh Chodesh, but they did a favor to the Bnei Goyla because of Yarka Messiah and made the next day Rosh Hashanah. So he said that could be what Rashi means, Yarka and Leisaya. Even if they didn't have to be Ma'abarit, because the moon was passable, but since the Edom didn't come, they pushed it off the Yarka and Leisaya. They had a choice. Since the Edom didn't come, they had a choice. They could make that day Rosh Hashanah anyway, or they could push it off. So if the 30th day is Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, then they pushed it off. Now, Shein, if Edom actually did come, so then even if the 30th day is Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, they would make that Rosh Hashanah. So that's the pshat. Why? Because the Edom always came. And the years that they didn't come, maybe it wasn't Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So the Ma'aseh ended up, it was never Mu'ubr. But it's Ruchmab Minalei, it would be two different Shrachim. Either if it wasn't possible to see the moon Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, if that was impossible, so then they would push it off no matter what, even if the next day was a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. But there's another case where they pushed it off when it was possible to see the moon on the 30th day, but the Edom happened not to come, and the 30th day was a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, then they pushed it off. That's the other inyan of Ha'itzchuch. That's the Pnei Yeshua's gang in the Sugya, and it's masbid the whole Sugya to be a Nachan. Like we said, the Rishayim aren't so mashman that way. Rishayim is mashman that's Tali in the Riyah, but the fee that we have to understand. So when exactly did they make the Dechi of Laya Duresh? But we'll speak about that a little bit more in the next year.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.